Blog Talk Radio.
Guess it's over, call it a day. Sorry that it had to end this way. No reason to pretend, we knew it had to end someday. This way.
Guess it's over, the kicks are gone.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Too much, too little, too late. Yeah, that's what we got as a president and a political party. I was speaking to Jimmy from Brooklyn tonight, and he happened to say to me, you know, Obama didn't parachute into the White House. He was placed there. He was elected. And it's true. We can't focus on Obama and direct all our hatred to one guy who's just the titular head of the George Soros Party of Death. I got to stop correcting when I make a word mistake. I just got to go through. I think it's worse when you have to go back and correct it. Just make believe it didn't happen. Okay, speaking of mistakes... today, the big issue was NSA, and they wanted to protect the First Amendment rights of the good people, while leaving the good people vulnerable to the bad people. You can have all the First Amendment rights that you want, but when the bad people figure out a way to kill you, and they're going to do it, and you better hope they didn't do it in a phone conversation that could have been intercepted. And don't think that we're not going to see a horror show in the future, whether it's some GI's family getting wiped out because they're going to make an example and put the terror. They're going to put terror in the hearts of the Americans. That's their tactic, terror. Or as some people say, terror. It is really bad. Really bad. I played a tune the other night. It cracked me up. It's a World War II tune. You know, when everybody used to jump, jive, and wail. And I'm trying to remember the name of the tune. It was when guys were, you know, like guys were proud of their states, and they'd have songs like New York, New York, Chicago, cities like Chicago and cities like New York. And then they had Stars Fell on Alabama, Deep in the Heart of Texas. And this one tune, this guy sang, and it was Back Home in Indiana. And he had such an American accent that I've almost forgot what living in New York and listening to the media crap, what an American accent sounds like. I got one. Yeah. You want to hear it? 911. We forget nothing. That's right. We forget nothing. And we haven't paid back for 911 yet. Yeah. Right now, this is all practice. This is all rehearsal for the big slug, for the big slug fest. So he sang Back Home in Indiana, and I loved his accent, his Midwest accent. And I said after the song, I says, "You won't hear him singing about the moonlight on the Wabash." Yeah. That's the line in the song, in case. Okay, speaking of lines, Greg Gutfeld opened up last night his show. And immediately, the communist media fell upon him and divided his spoils. They picked his body over. They had a buzzard fest. But I got to tell you, hey, Greg, call me, baby. I got ideas for you. I'm not going to let them put you to sleep. First off, this was your opening night. You should have splashed. You should have been sensational. You just can't say, okay, I know they're not giving you enough money to make the show work. So you gotta do something. Haven't you got a ski mask and a gun? Don't you know where the gas stations are? New Yorkers on the job. It's funny. You heard Mario Cuomo says you don't need 30 bullets to kill a deer. Hey, this is New York. The deer have guns. But anyway, Gutfeld, I got some ideas for you. I'll send them through the 5 because I don't have an email address for you. And I'll mark them. Attention, Gutfeld. And I'll give you a hint. One of the things you can do is scenes we'd like to see. Remember that. Scenes we would like to see. Candidates, you overdid it on the candidates for presidency. We know that the Republicans, they're filling the dance card. It's like a dime a dance hall with the Republican candidates. 10 cents a dance. That's all they pay me. They're all signing up because they want the funds. They're all. Look at Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer has 139, a staff of 139 people. Now, why do you need 139 people to send out letters saying vote for Chuck? Yeah, Chuck Schumer, the Heinrich Himmler of the Senate. And don't get me started. But anyway, having said that, let me see what I've got here up on the screen. Why is Ted Cruz getting no press from the communist media? Raise high the Cruz. You know what Cruz is, right? Cruz is Spanish for cross. Isn't it funny? The ACLU is going into all these government lands and government buildings and cities and states, and they usually target small, helpless towns that have no fight back money, and they go in and threaten to sue them if they don't take the cross down or the Ten Commandments. And And so people give in. It's part of the war, the communist takeover of the United States. It starts small and then it grows. And these people have no fight back money, so they give in. So now, if you just take a look at the city of San Francisco, and their logo has a St. Francis of Assisi on it, and Franciscans, and crosses on the seal. They're going to have to get rid of that. Now, all the states that have holy names, like Santa Cruz, they have to change the name of the state because there's a cross in the state. And they're going to go after Sacramento, the sacraments. And speaking of sacraments, I was in church today. We missed Sunday because of the rain. And we were out of the area and we couldn't get to church. So we went this morning at 9 o'clock mass. And if you want to see a real religion on a Monday morning at the 9 o'clock mass, and you will see the faithful of the faithful. And they're mostly retired and senior citizens, and they know their days are numbered, and they want to make it right with their God, and they want to go to heaven. And who doesn't? Except atheists, and they're crazy. Yeah. Well, I went to see my psychiatrist. How much did it cost you? $500 an hour. You could go to confession. The guy forgives you all your sins for $5 and 5 Hail Marys. There used to be a joke about the National Religion Week, and a priest goes over to a synagogue and he watches the synagogue, the rabbi sing psalms. And then the rabbi comes over to the church and sits in the confessional with the priest. And the first guy comes in and goes, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I made love to 3 girls this week." And the priest says, "For your penance, say 5 Hail Marys and put $5 in the poor box." And the second guy comes in and he goes, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I made love to 3 girls this week." And the priest says, "For your penance, say 5 Hail Marys and put $5 in the poor box." And then all of a sudden, the priest gets a sick call. "Father, there's somebody dying. You got to go right away." He says to the rabbi, "Take over." Next guy comes in and goes, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I made love to 2 girls this week." "Well, go out and get another one. They're 3, 4, 5 this week." Okay. Having said that, let's go back to Ted Cruz. Why is the press hiding Cruz from the people? I spoke to a great scholar on communist tactics. This guy has been bird-dogging communism all his life. He goes to all the meetings. He gathers all their periodicals. He's got all kinds of information on communism. And he uses their own periodicals. He doesn't speculate and he doesn't copy from somebody. Everything he's got is original text that was edited by communists themselves. So he is a great scholar and expert on communism. And he has a saying that when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. And if you just take a look at the Boy Scouts, it's a great example. They have finally, after years and years, they've penetrated the Boy Scouts using a homosexual tactic. Okay? Equal rights and all of that happy horse manure. All lies. The real intent is to destroy the Boy Scouts. And the Boy Scouts motto is be morally straight, which is going to lead me into another talk about Outlander. Be morally straight. So decent people will pull their kids out rather than see them brainwashed with Soviet conditioner. So if the scouts are destroyed, the communists win either way. And that's why you got to vote for Ted Cruz. You can't lose with Cruz. Now, we're going to go from decadence in the Boy Scouts to Outlander, which was a series this season, And it was about the British occupation of Scotland in the 1500s. And a woman from the 1940s happens to go back in time, and she marries a Scotchman who is very handsome, and he's rugged handsome, you know, the type of macho guy that girls love, but won't tell Sydney. But anyway, he's very handsome, right? So what do you think the media did? The episode goes, you know, week to week, and he gets married to this English. She's an English girl, and the British are lord and master over the Scots, and the Scots are at bay. You know, they're very careful about not bringing down the wrath of the crown upon them. So what happens is our hero, who was whipped very badly by this British officer one time before, is captured again by this British officer, and he is in a castle. And his wife wants the Scotchman to go get him and save him, and they won't do it because they'll risk incurring the wrath of the Brits, who they cannot beat. But a handful agreed with her to go with her and rescue her husband. At first, nobody goes. And she goes on her own, and she's captured. And this British officer, who happens to be a sadist, in the presence of her husband, starts to abuse her. And the husband says, the husband knows that the British officer is a homosexual. And yeah, be sure the kids are all in bed before you see this episode. And he says, let her go, and you can do anything you want with me. In the meantime, this British officer took a heavy hammer and smashed this guy's right hand. And then, he, in the presence of his wife, he nailed his hand to a wooden table. So you got a part of the crucifixion in here, a little blasphemy in there on the side. And he throws the woman out of the castle, and he proceeds to have open sex with this guy, who agrees to let himself be abused by him to save his wife. And it was so hideous and so ugly and so obvious that it was a conditioning program. This is welcome to the new USA. This is the new moral USA. And this is what you're going to get. And we're feeding it to you in the schools, and we're feeding it to you on the media. And everywhere you go from now on, you're going to get homosexual indoctrination, whether you want it or not. And that's what's coming. And I would like to have a see if they can track exactly at what point of that series, of that particular scene, did the TVs all get turned off. Because it was hideous. It was sadomasochistic porn. And that's what you're going to get from now on. And I see it. It's more and more it's going to become prevalent. I seen an ad today. A couple is I love you doing on a couch. And then there's a son saying to his mother, I love you. And at the end, there's two guys saying, I love you. So it's part of the conditioning. It's brainwashing followed by conditioning. And nobody is going to be aware of it. Everybody's going to get used to it. And you're going to get used to new moral standards. And before you know it, your mind is going to be in the gutter forever. And you're not going to know right from wrong. Because religion is the enemy of the Communist Party. And in order to destroy the United States, first they got to destroy the religion. And that's why there's a guy named Weinberg going into the Pentagon and getting God removed from the entire military. And that's very sad. And there's a black female, I think she's a Marine sergeant. She has just been court-martialed and given a dishonorable discharge because she refused to take down a proverb from the Bible as her signature piece when she sends emails. And you got to remember, this military is being totally demoralized and defeated from within. They're going back to the tactics, the communist tactics of the anti-war people, which turned out to be anti-wind people. The Jane Fondas and the John Kerrys, Hanoi John and Hanoi Jane, and the betrayal of troops in the field. So, never forget, Democrats get you into war and they leave you to die on the battlefield, and then they promise never to run again. And 5 seconds after, they are off the hook. They turn around and blame the rescuers. And that's what they did in Nam. They got us into Nam and they left us to die in Nam. And there's a lot of guys on a wall in Washington. And that's when we had a draft. So when we had a draft, all the poor guys got to serve. And all the rich guys, like Al Gore, who was in Nam with a 50 caliber typewriter and 5 bodyguards, or Chris Matthews, Rasvanjani from Nothing But Communist NBC, he was in Swaziland with the Peace Corps, and he was decorated by Jimmy Carter for his guacamole dip. In the meantime, the average guy, and many were black, because they couldn't afford to get out of it. And there's rumors that Al Gore's father was getting off the hook passes. Just like in the Civil War, where the rich people could pay the poor people to go. At that time, the Irish were going for the rich. The rich could get out of the draft by paying $100 and providing a substitute. Yeah. So, and if you stayed in college, you heard what John Kerry said about the guys in Iraq during the war. Oh, and speaking of Iraq during the war, the Military Channel has a great show. It's I think it's 2 hours, and it was on Sunday. It was on this morning, and it's called Baghdad Diary. You got to see it. You got to see why we went. You got to see. Nobody remembers 9/11. If you're 21 years old, you have no idea what 9/11 was about because you were only 7 years old then. Okay? So there's a whole generation that has no idea what took place and how we lost 2 buildings in the greatest military defeat in the history of the United States, greater than Pearl Harbor, because in Pearl Harbor, we lost military. In this war, Islam against the United States, this war, we lost civilians, and Islam kills civilians. And it is Islam, and those imams who are calling, the muezzin who calls to prayer, calls for death to America. And you'll see that. You'll see that if you see this Baghdad Diary. Because they're there while the guy is doing it. While the imam is up in the minaret. Or calling from the minaret. Okay. We'll give you a quick tune. You won't understand the first part.
Lift my chair off your face, bloody Nordy, old disgrace, that black dust will storm your place, drove you up to the Ferns, Grace said victory was sure, soon the firebrand he'd secure, until he met a Glenmalure with Big McHugh of Worm.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Big will do, Big will dare, now fulfill your heart's prayer, fallen into your sorrow.
Of the trumpet is sounding, loudly the war cries rise on the gale, fleetly the steed by Loch Shilly is bounding to join the 6 squadron. damn ears, green veil.
On down the mountain near, strangers who fly sincere, rush to the standards of Donald's review. Bannock and Gallowgrass, thrown from each mountain pass, on borrowed air and O'Donnell Boo.
Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing, and many a chieftain and warrior clan, 1,000 proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing, north to the borders brave from banks of the Van. Many a heart shall quail under the coat of mail, deeply the merciless omen shall rue.
When on his ear shall ring, borne on the breeze's wind, Donald's dread war cry, O'Donnell Boo.
Okay, we're back. And let's see what we got. He said, let's see what we got. Oh, okay. Emails, raise questions. AOL 41. Want to see? Welcome to Weapon Clear. You know what Weapon Clear is? It's, I guess it's when you want to clear your weapon, and just to be sure, because accidents do happen, you think your weapon's clear and there's another round in there. And I guess they have a little container that they shoot in to make sure that the weapon is clear. I never knew about it. I just got an inquiry for it, but I can't supply it. Of course, I don't want nobody coming to my house. They're already out on the telephone pole. My kids used to say, Dad, the telephone company doesn't work on Sundays. And there's two guys out on the pole. Okay, let's see what we got. We got to find something here. Articles from Front Page Magazine. Do you know David Horowitz? David Horowitz is a... was raised by a communist mother and father, and he was a communist for many years. And one day he saw something in the Communist Party that turned his stomach, and he became an advocate for American freedom. And he has been going around to communist colleges and trying to convince them that they're on the wrong track. And he's up against deadly people, because communists play for keeps. That's why I say that the Democrat Party is no longer is the Communist Party, is no longer the Democrat Party. When you think of a guy, a president like Harry Truman, who made the decision to drop two big bombs on Japan to save 1 million American lives in combat. And he also saved Japanese lives, because they were prepared to commit harikiri. As a nation, they were prepared to commit national suicide to fight the Americans to the death. And if you watch some of the documentaries, you'll see them training little children for the final onslaught. So Front Page has got a couple of articles. America's being run just like Baltimore. And this new candidate, O'Malley, if you're Irish and you're Catholic and you're a Democrat, you're living in sin. Yeah. There's no such thing as an Irish Catholic Democrat. Sorry, pal. Sorry. St. Patrick chased all the snakes out of Ireland, and that's why you're in Maryland. Yeah. And he's the alternative to Hillary Clinton. I'll tell you who should be the candidate for the Democrat Party. It's a guy who just lost his son. Joe Biden has had a lot of hardship, heartache in his life. I don't know how the guy does it. Just before Christmas, 1 year, he lost a wife and I believe two children. And I wonder if Beau was the kid that wasn't with the mother and the two kids when they died. It's really sad. And Bo served in the military, and he was 46 years old. And you know who makes the most fun of Joe Biden? The Democrats, because they don't want to see him as a candidate. They want a strong communist candidate. So they play him off as, yeah, you know, everybody knows Joe. But we'd be safer with Joe Biden than we would be with Barack insane Obama. We would definitely be, because Joe would be a little bit more compromising, because but communists do not compromise. I know Joe voted to burn the flag, but he never voted to kill kids, as far as I know. And I check all of the votes pretty thoroughly. When they did the partial birth abortion, where they wanted to bayonet the babies in the womb, just, you know, coming through the Freedom Canal, Joe's name wasn't on there. And I'm sure he had second thoughts about voting to burn the flag when he's seen his son's coffin covered in that American flag the other day. So I would say it's only fair that Joe Biden be given first shot at running for the presidency. He's the vice president. And if the Democrats were playing fair, but some people say the deal was made to keep him out when Hillary accepted Obama and said, okay, but when it's my turn, make sure Biden doesn't get in the way. And that's why I'd like Biden in the way. So here's a little tribute to Martin O'Malley. Disastrous. The former far-left governor and mayor is heckled during his presidential announcement in the troubled Baltimore he built. Imagine that. 650,000 people live in Baltimore. And now they're talking, Kelly's talking tonight. I think it's 61 people, all black, killed by blacks. No cops are involved. And the cops aren't doing the job now. What do you expect? They're damned if they do, they're damned if they don't. Don't you think that when those cops get up in the morning, they don't put on a uniform and put on their hardware and say, I'm going out to kill a black man today? You know what they say? Honey, pray that I come home for supper tonight. That's what they're saying. When they get up in the morning, they want to make sure they come home tonight. That's what they're saying. But the communists are turning the people, they're turning the useful idiots against the cops because they want to take away the guns from the cops. That'll make it easier for them to take the guns away from you. So Martin O'Malley has given us Baltimore. 650,000 people live in Baltimore. 10% are addicted to drugs. 60% of that 10% are addicted to heroin. Now, there's one thing you should know about drugs. They'll tell you it's good for glaucoma, and we got to have medicinal type drugs. You want to know something? They already have that. They've had it for years. It's called Marinol. You can take it in liquid form. You can take it in suppository form. Okay? And you know why they take it in suppository form? Because people with upset stomachs can't hold anything down. So you can't swallow it. Okay? But these people want you to smoke it and get lung cancer and tax you as you die. Yeah. And it is a gateway drug. When there's a shortage of weed, then people will turn to other things. So Baltimore's got a problem. And there's going to be more Baltimores. Obama Immigration Anarchy. And that's by Elizabeth Hacker and Malin F. Hansen. The president's dangerous release of almost 100,000 criminal illegal aliens. That must be from the prisons. That's just what we need. Put them on the streets. This is his army. He's building his army. And here's something to think about. Very soon you're going to learn. It's going to come out. Because they can't keep covering everything up. You know, it's like a pressure cooker. And I don't want to talk about pressure cookers. But anyway, it's going to come out eventually that these undocumented immigrants, illegal invaders, okay, we know why they're coming. You can see it all over Europe. Look at those poor people that are drowning at sea. They're trying to get to Sicily. What happened to the pillars of Islam? These people are leaving Burma, which has a Myanmar. They're leaving Myanmar because they're being persecuted for being Muslim. Where is Zakat? Where is the one pillar of Islam, Zakat? Why aren't they helping their fellow Muslims when these Muslims are coming from Africa, Somalia? And why aren't they helping them? Where is the money that could be used? Where's the Zakat money that could be used to feed, clothe, and house these people? Instead, they're dumping them. They're dumping them. It's like the flooding before the invasion. They send the peasants in before, and the castle can't accommodate them all. The one-sided deal with the Islamic Republican, the Islamic Republic, empowering a radical Iranian messianic cult. Man, I watched the Iranians. I didn't know. You got to watch Baghdad Diary. You got to watch it. You'll learn a lot about the Middle East. I didn't know that 3/4 of Iraq is Shia. I had no idea. And that's what they said. And they showed him going to Karbala, which was the site of the battle when the nephew of Mohammed was appointed as his replacement, and the Sunnis killed him. And every year you see the Iranians, they're whipping themselves with razor blades and cutting their heads. And it's very, very savage. Very savage. It is really primitive. And they're doing that to punish themselves for not saving Ali. It is really sad. And I never realized how great the enmity is between Shia and Sunni. I never realized how bad it is, to the point that blowing up mosques. Ayatollah Khamenei rejects future inspections. You're no kidding. And now John Kerry fell off his bicycle and he broke his femur, and that's not good for a senior citizen. And it's easy to get blood clots, and you know where blood clots lead. As a matter of fact, Bo, being 46, probably never even thought, worried about blood clots. And of course, I don't know, but an aspirin a day is not a bad thing. An aspirin a day is not a bad thing. So my mother used to take an aspirin a day. She lived to be 91, and she took a shot of scotch. Yeah. Leave the bottle. Okay. Anyway, but she got to be 91. And you want to know something? The last time she was in a hospital was to have a baby. Huh? Healthcare saved a bundle on her. Hillary and transparency. You want to know, you want to get a copy of all the emails that Hillary burned, destroyed, shredded? You want to get them? You call Putin. Tell him you need them all. He'll send you every last one. Call China. Tell them you need them all. They'll send you every last one. They know more about what's going on than we do. They know the whole Benghazi story. They know it all. And you know what? I wonder if NSA knows it too, but they're not telling because they don't want to get in trouble. You never can tell, right? Let me jump back and we'll find your tune. And then I'll dig up some more dirt. Let's see what we're going to do. We'll do I Concentrate on You.
Above skies look gray to me, and trouble begins to brew. Whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries nay, nay to me, and people declare you're through, whenever the blues become my only song, I concentrate on you. On your smile so sweet, so tender, when at first my kiss you decline, on the light in your eyes when I surrender, all at once our arms intertwine. And so when wise men say to me that love's young dream never comes true, to prove that even wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on sha-doo-doo-ba-doo-ba-dee-da-da-da-da-da-dee-da-da-da. We-sha-bo-be-ba-we-ya-wa-wa-we-ya. Sha-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo with you, you're where you are. I concentrate on you. Do 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 way whoa way yo way yeah. Do 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 da di da di da da ya. Do 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 do. Hey hey hey, I concentrate on you, on your smile that is sweet and tender. When at first my kiss you declined, on the light in your eyes, when I surrender all at once, our arms intertwine. And so when wise men say to me, say to me that love's young dream never comes true, to prove that even wise men can be wrong, I concentrate on you. I concentrate, and I concentrate on you. I concentrate on you. I concentrate on you.
I got something I got to dig for. When I find it, I'm going to read it to you. And I think I got it. Hold on. Oh, don't tell me I got part of it and I don't have the other part. Okay, I'll read you this. Okay, don't mind me, I'm cracking up. Muslims commit 5 million abuses against innocent people in just 5 months. This is by Theodore Shubat, via relative of Walid Shubat, who was a terrorist who converted to Christianity. And he brings inside information from the center of terror. He has a lot of connections. As Arabs say, wasta. Wasta is connections. They'll tell you, wasta is everything. It's who you know. ISIS Muslims have committed the 5 million abuses. The High Commission for Human Rights in Iraq has estimated the Islamic State group, or ISIS, has committed at least 5 million human rights abuses in only 5 months, and has categorized some of the crimes as genocide. There's a pecking order. The higher-ups get the best-looking women, and then the underlings get the rest. That's what I gathered from when I read another article on the selling of women. Fazel Gawazi, head of the rights watchdog, said in a statement released on Friday, they've created crimes against women, children, and people with disabilities. So they're doing Nazi cleansing. Some of these brutal crimes can be considered as genocide. They have committed 22,000 murder attempts in 5 months. The report said the wave of assaults led to the deaths of at least 8,047 people and injured 14,000 more. The Iraqi Ministry of Health on Wednesday began exhuming a mass grave of 470 people killed by the Islamic State group in Salah ad-Din province near the military training center of Camp Spiker. You know who Spiker was? Michael Spiker. I believed at the time when we were going to Iraq for the first time that he was a prisoner of war. He was shot down during the first liberation of Kuwait. And we were hoping we would get him. And I often wondered if he was a POW in Saddam's camp every time the U.S. PO'd Saddam. And Dude and Kuse, they went down there and tortured them. Could you imagine what that's like? Can you imagine what it's like being left behind with no attempt of rescue? How long can you sing the Star Spangled Banner? Right? How long can you keep faith with the flag? And there's four guys who died in Benghazi. And I got another article on that one I'm going to read you tonight, too. I got to find it. Next tune I play, I'll look for it. Okay. The rights groups also noted that ISIS has brutally targeted Iraq's indigenous religious minorities, including Christians and followers of the ancient Yazidi faith. Really sad. Would you like to hear some comments? Oh, the attack was on the New York Times because there was a second attack by Shubat on the New York Times, who showed for the second time the Blessed Mother covered in elephant dung, but they won't show anything derogatory against the Muslims. Well, you have to know this. The New York Times covered up the murder by Joseph Stalin of 10 million Ukrainians. Stalin starved them out. He took their land, he took their food, and he forced them to eat their children or starve. And it was covered up. The atrocity was covered up by the New York Times. And the editor at the time was a guy named Durante, who was a communist and loved Joseph Stalin. Oh, how the Muslims will cry out against America when we finally get fed up and litter their land with thousands. Don't forget to the chemical weapons, Jeff. Blister their lungs. I wouldn't use them myself. I like the Geneva Convention. Nothing wrong with sticking to good old-fashioned munitions. One thing you're going to learn when you watch this Basra Back to Baghdad on the military channel, you're going to see that the troops that went in on the initial assault in the race to Baghdad all had chemical warfighter suits on. And that was in 110, 115 degree weather. And that's all rubber. And There's no pores. And they just was instant sweat. Now, if they knew there was no WMDs, you think they would have suited up? Beware of the people that hate this country. Under any pretense, they are your enemy. And one day they will identify you to the executor. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, it is sad. It is sad. Of course, when people talk about vengeance, you know, they can get real crazy. Here's a Sweden. Elderly Swedish pensioners are being evicted to make room for a flood of Muslim colonizers and illegal aliens. All of Europe has an illegal alien problem, like we do. But Obama is a slave runner. He's bringing in undocumented children to be sold into slavery. And you can't believe that. But I guarantee you, at least 10% of those children are being siphoned off for sex slavery. And who's going to prove they were ever here? Who's going to prove that they were once here? We don't even have their names. You want to hear about how much it costs Goldman to bribe America's senators? You know, there's all bribes being paid for Cuba. The Democrats are lining their pockets, man. And the Republicans are jealous because there's all kinds of money changing hands. There's a lot of strings being pulled to get visas for Cuba and to break down that wall. The Cuba that once wanted to nuke the entire United States, and Fidel Castro nearly did it. And it took just a few days after the stunning defeat. This is by Dee, the national director of the Tea Party. This is how little it cost Goldman Sachs to bribe America's senators to fast-track Obama's TPP bill. Anything that Obama's for, I'm against because I know it's anti-American. It took just a few days after the stunning defeat of Obama's attempt to fast-track the Trans-Pacific Partnership Bill in the Senate at the hands of his own Democrat Party before everything returned back to normal and the TPP fast-track was promptly passed. Why? Money. Because while the actual contents of the TPP may be highly confidential, is sign a bill and we'll see what is in it later. That's a Democrat tactic. And their public dissemination may lead to prison time for the perpetrator of such illegal transparency. We now know just how much it costs corporations to bribe the Senate to do the bidding of the people. That's the people. Savage calls them the sheeple. In the Supreme Court sense, of course, in which corporations are people. According to an analysis by The Guardian, fast-tracking the TPP, meaning its passage through Congress without having its contents available for debate, that's all this Senate is good for. That's all these politicians are good for, is lining their pockets. The U.S. Senate passed by a margin 65-33 on the 14th of May, last Thursday. The Senate voted 62-38 to bring the debate on TPA to a close. They never even debated it. Okay, so let's see. It took a paltry $1.15 million in bribes to get everyone in the Senate on the same page. And the biggest shocker, with a total of 195,000 in donations or more, then double that was Goldman Sachs. And they did double of what UPS paid. So UPS is looking, UPS will be the first ones in Cuba. NBC's already there. Conan O'Brien did a communist show from there. NBC is nothing but communists. So here are the people who donated money. Let me see if they're going to tell you. Out of the 1,148,000 given, an average 17,000 was donated to each of the 65 yay votes. The average Republican member received 19,000, The average Democrat received 9,000. Oh, man. Get rid of them all. I'll bet you the Republicans are all rhinos, man. Let's see. 2 days before the fast-track vote, Obama was a few votes shy of having the filibuster-proof majority he needed. Ron Wyden. Wyden's a flag burner. I got a list of all the flag burners. You can see them all on YouTube, and it's called Flag Burners of Record. And it's Flag Burners of Record, Abutom, A-B-U-T-O-M. And you'll see a whole list. I listed all the senators and all of the Viet Congress mice. Seven other Senate Democrats announced they were on the fence on May the 12th, distinguishing themselves from the Senate's 54 Republicans and a handful of Democrats as the votes to sway. Got to tell you something else about voting. I believe in just, let me finish, in just 24 hours, Wyden and five of those Democrat holdouts, Michael Bennett of Colorado, flag burner, Dianne Feinstein of California, flag burner, Claire McCaskill of Missouri, flag burner, Patty Murray of Washington, she's a flag burner, and Bill Nelson of Florida, he's a flag burner, and they're all baby killers. I'm not too sure about Bennett, but all the rest are baby killers. Nelson, I call Bill Bayonet the babies. And he was at the door of the girl down in Florida who they starved to death. It took 14 days to kill her. Terry Schiavo. Yeah, she was the only witness to her own murder. She was murdered twice. Once allegedly by her husband. And twice, and secondly, by the party of death. Bennett, Murray, and Wyden, all running for re-election in 2016, received 105,900 between the three of them. Bennett, who comes from the more purple state of Colorado, Rocky Mountain High, and every junkie and his mother is heading there now. Yeah, 53,000 in corporate campaign donations between January and March. Almost 100% of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate voted for fast track, and only two non-votes on TPA were a Republican from Louisiana and a Republican from Alaska. Senator Rob Portman of Ohio. So you see, it's all the same people, man. They're all in there for the money. There's only one solution to this problem. One term per termite. Senator Portman is not a vocal proponent. He received $119,000 from 14 different corporations between January and March, most of which comes from donations from Goldman Sachs, Pfizer, Procter & Gamble. Portman is expected to run against former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland. Yeah. Because he can be a president once you become a governor. That's what they'll tell you. Want to hear the comments? All in government, including the president, should face charges of treason, money treason, and high crimes and misdemeanors for failing to obey the Constitution. They're all sellouts. One term per termite is the rule. No wonder Teddy Cruz voted along with Obama on this one. I'm sure his wife, who was a VP at Goldman Sachs, forced his hand. Wow, there's not one politician that I trust anymore. I think his wife resigned from Goldman Sachs because that was a red flag as soon as I saw it too. They are all either complicit with the one world agenda. I got to tell you, when they go to Washington, the first thing they do is learn how to steal. The Japanese have a saying, a man is honest until he gets the chance. And that's... I've seen guys go to Washington, were corrupted overnight. We had a congressman we sent to Washington. He wasn't down there 10 minutes and he was totally corrupt because he just fell in line with what the other guys were doing. He ended up raising a second family. He had a wife that nobody knew about and he had a kid that nobody knew about. And you know who got betrayed the most? His real wife, his first wife. Her father-in-law paid off the woman so that she wouldn't see the payments coming out of her husband's checking account. How's that for betrayal? That's a class A Judas act. That's a class A Judas act. How would you like to be that woman and be betrayed thus? Right? It's really sad. Let's see what else somebody else has to say. Well, they'll hang Cruz with that. They'll hang Cruz with that. That was a bad call on for Cruz's part. And I'm endorsing Cruz. Let's just have a new revolution. Overthrow the a-holes currently running the government. Yeah, you can't overthrow them. You'll never do it. And let me tell you, if you got to take to the hills to fight this country, you know that things are have gone. That's it, man. We're going to be Baghdad, too. We're going to be Baghdad, too. And let me tell you something. You don't want to see that. You don't want to see 1,000 buildings blow up in New York City because somebody left the gas on. You don't think that can happen? I'm surprised the Arabs haven't thought of it. They're not too creative, but they were creative on 9-1-1. They killed us with our own reservations. They killed us with our own aircraft. And if they pay by credit card, they killed us with our own banking. It is really sad, man. We weren't ready. And I said in a comment today that you've got Iraq, 9-1-1, Afghanistan. And we got to learn all over again. We didn't learn nothing. We're going to have to do it all over again. So let me, I'm going to give you a tune. And then we'll, I'm going to try and find that article that I cut out for you. It's very nice. It has to do with the guys in Benghazi. So I'm going to play Hurt because my president lied to me. Ever see the movies where vampires are stalking victims and only the cross can save the victim? They hold the cross up and the vampire has a meltdown. There's a story that a guy was in Transylvania as a tourist and he just left the tavern. He was on the way to the hotel. And it got real foggy and it got real, dark. And he was going from like light lamplighter to lamplight, and he heard footsteps behind him, and he started to get a little nervous, and then he picked up the pace a little bit, and he got a little nervous, a little more nervous because the footsteps had picked up the pace. And he got started walking faster, and the footsteps walked faster. And then he broke into a run, and all of a sudden he came to a dead alley. And he turned around, and sure enough, there it was. So he pulled out a cross, and he held it out. And the person on the other end said, "I'm sorry, mister, you got the wrong vampire." Okay. Having said that, we'll give you another tune, and I've got to get religious because we're losing religion in this country, and it's time that the fallen have to be found, and so I'm bringing in the sheaves tonight. So where is it? In every age, it's time that we called on God's help because our country's in trouble, and very soon they're going to take away that song, "God Bless America."
Long before the mountains came to be, and the land and sea and stars of the night, through the endless sea.
Okay, we're back. I'm looking at, they got this, I think, from MJC. Three of the most powerful pictures I ever saw to commemorate Memorial Day and all those who served and are serving us now. Please take a minute at least to remember the day. It's about a lot more than cookouts and sales. We shouldn't have sales on Memorial Day. And it shouldn't be Happy Memorial Day. It should be Remember Memorial Day. International Picture of the Year. Here are three very touching photos on us this year. First place, they got a picture of three Marines in a cargo hold of a landed aircraft. And you can see about nine passengers looking out the window, wondering what's all the commotion. And the three Marines are bringing out a flag-draped coffin that 48 senators voted to burn 40 days before 9/11. And I never knew what that picture was all about, and now I got an explanation. It was taken and shown in the Rocky Mountain News. When Second Lieutenant James Cathy's body arrived at the Reno Airport, Marines climbed into a cargo hold of the plane and draped the flag over his casket, the flag that scumbags burn. As passengers watched the family gather on the tarmac. During the arrival of another Marine's casket last year at Denver International Airport, Major Steve Beck described the scene as so powerful. See the people in the windows? They sat right there in the plane watching those Marines. You gotta wonder what's going through their minds, knowing they're on a plane brought him home. They will remember being on that plane for the rest of their lives. And they're going to remember bringing that Marine home. And they should. And in second place is a funeral home and a Marine on guard with a casket and a cross on top of the casket. And a young girl has a mattress and she has a laptop, and she's sleeping that evening. And it says, the night before the burial of her husband's body. Oh, this is the same guy. Catherine Cathy refused to leave the casket, asking to sleep next to his body for the last time. The Marines made a bed for her, tucking in the sheets below the flag. Before she fell asleep, she opened her laptop computer and played songs that reminded her of Cat. And one of the Marines asked if she wanted them to continue standing watch as she slept. And she said, yeah. And the third one, the article is written by, says, it really tightens my throat. Third place. And it's a little kid. Son, on behalf of a grateful nation, I present to you the flag of the United States of America, symbolizing your father's service. And the kid is holding back tears. And the Marine's on his knees. So that'll get you. And I sent them back three. But let me finish what they say. Only two defining forces have ever offered to die for you. One is Jesus Christ, and the other is the American GI. One died for your soul, the other for your freedom. So I sent back three. The one with the boy receiving his father's flag, there was a girl receiving her father's flag. She was flanked by her grandparents. Same situation. And then there's one with a Marine saluting, and his right arm is missing his hand, and he's all in uniform, and he's saluting the flag. And you got a president that says, It's a symbol of aggression. And it's not popular throughout the world. And he'd like to change the national anthem to "I'd like to buy the world some coke." Yeah. He's a wonderful guy. And God, only by the act of God will we not be destroyed in his term of office. Okay, so having said that, we'll jump back to a tune. We'll give you a poem.
Hi, boys and girls, it's Captain Boycott. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party book.com. And just wanted to share this little poem with you. My brother sent it to me. He took it off a wall in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And it's a poem about World War I, and it's written by a Canadian officer and doctor, and who had just watched a young man die. And as he officiated at the burial ceremony, which took place almost at the battlefield, he jotted down this poem. And a mailman had come by, a fellow trooper had come by who was delivering the mail, and he read it to him, and they both felt it was... it was a pretty decent poem, and what happened was he didn't think so he crumpled it up and he threw it in a ditch, and somebody picked it up and they sent it to the London Times, who rejected it, but another newspaper picked it up and printed it, and today it's well known throughout the world, and the poem is called In Flanders Fields. And it's a good reminder, as George Patton says, that the war has been going on since the beginning of time, and war will continue to go on until the end of time. In Flanders Fields. In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow. And if you ever seen these little poppies, sometimes outside of churches, veterans sell them to remind you of the losses that we incurred in World War I, along with the Canadians and the British and the Germans, and the French, and that was supposed to be the war to end all wars. In Flanders Fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead, short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from falling hands we throw, the torch be yours to hold it high, if you break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Fields. So that's from one warrior to another, and you can pass that on through the Spirit of America.
Okay, I'm back. I can't find the first half of this poem, so I'm going to have to read you the last half. And it's a poem dedicated to the guys who died in Benghazi. And basically it says that the two SEALs went and rescued 20 people. They were told not to go, and they disobeyed orders, and they went to that beach house, that's all it was, to rescue 20 people. They got them out of there, and they stayed to guard the gates. And the part of the poem that I have says, they extracted them from the jaws of fate, led them to safety, and stood at the gate, just the two of us, and foes by the score. But we stood fast to bar the door. Three calls for reinforcement, but all were denied. So we fought and we fought and we fought till we died. We gave our all for our Uncle Sam, but Barack Obama didn't give a damn. Just two dead SEALs who carried the load. No thanks to us. We were just bumps in the road. He used that expression. Benghazi is just a bump in the road. So somebody has asked me to pass it on, and I have. And when I find the complete poem, I will read it again. So now, having said that, we'll liven you up a little.
Oh,
Okay, we're back. I want to read you a little something. Obama goes after the farmers. I'm looking at a picture of Obama as a vampire, and he's draining blood from the Statue of Liberty. In the background is the American flag upside down. You know, the communists started to do that routine with the upside down flag. An upside down flag is a distress call. It's used to be used for sailing ships. But these people will desecrate God and country all day long. It's amazing. I don't know where they're going to go when we fall and who's going to take them in. Farmers are now the bad guys. Obama goes after farmers. Obama's administration last week claimed dominion over all of America's streams, creeks. Oh, by the way, we were talking about the money that's taken by politicians. I got a rule. The largest campaign contribution you can accept is $1. Anything else over that is treason, and it's punishable by death. President Obama's administration last week claimed dominion over all of America's streams, creeks, rills, ditches, brooks, rivulets, burns, tributaries, creeks, wetlands, and perhaps even puddles, in a sweeping move to assert unilateral federal authority. The New York Times had a wonderful take on the power grab, saying the move opened up a broad new front for attacks from business interests like farmers, property developers, fertilizer and pesticide makers, oil and gas producers, and golf course owners who contend that the rule would stifle economic growth. He's breaking the country, man. Unless you have a government job, you're not safe. And if you're in the military, you're not safe because he considers you the enemy. These, according to the Times, are the demons, developers, oil producers. We said that already. Pesticide makers, but farmers. Mr. Obama said 1 in 3 Americans now gets drinking water from streams lacking clear protection. He's going to protect us. He's going to turn the country into a sewer. Okay. Yeah, there's comments I can't read to you. He is not going to stop until the government has control of the food and the water. They always have the health care. They already have the health care. If they can get control of the food and the water, he controls everyone. And he doesn't want to drill for oil because it's promised to Russia. And they're not here yet to drill for it. Obama is truly Big Brother, performing America into an Oceania. Hitler managed to screw up Germany and most of Europe until he killed himself at the end of the war. What will it take to stop the socialist Obama and the like-minded loonies? You got to drop the word socialist and insert communist. Oh, my God. In the meantime, we are taking an unmerciful screwing from the black Mahdi prophesied by Mohammed's cousin about 730 AD. Antichrist Obama, Islamic world lords Obama as the Mahdi. Communism 101, the dictator speaks. These are all comments from different people. The time has long since passed. Obama has to go. I'm not reading anymore. And the next guy says to God's ears, it's terrible. It is really terrible. He didn't do this alone, folks. He had a lot of help. He had a lot of scumbagios. He had a lot of them. They all voted for him. They thought they were part of the civil rights movement. This is no rights movement. Yeah, and the word right is not in the vocabulary anymore. Yeah, it's over, folks.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind. Your baby won't be near you anymore. Tender nights before they fly, and falling stars that seem to cry. Your baby doesn't want you anymore. It's over. It breaks your heart in two to know she's been untrue. But oh, what will you do when she says to you, there's someone new, we're through. Then say goodbye. You won't be seeing rainbows anymore. Setting suns before they fall echo to you, that's all. But you'll see lonely sunsets after all.
Okay, I'm about to sign off. I haven't done a tribute to the Latinos tonight. You got to get out of the party de la muerte. You got to get out of that party of death. You are not a Democrat. You are better than that. Don't let them convince you that you are a slave. You are a free man. You are Americano. And it's time for you to take your rightful place. The guy who cuts the grass today is the contractor up tomorrow. Too proud to take welfare. Everybody has a poppy. Viva Cristo Rey. Vaya con Dios. And get out of that party of death. Vamos, amigos. That party of death kills children, burns flags, and they don't want you to learn English. They give you Obama phone, but they won't give you Rosetta Stone. We'll do an oldie. Or I could do a little Oye Como Va. Okay, that's it, folks. I'll dedicate that to a guy named Charlie Bermudez, who taught me how to drive. Thank you, Charlie. I will always remember you. One more tune. Have a nice night, folks.